What's up, guys?
You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shuraim.
I'm Sabrina.
And today's podcast is Does Working a 9 to 5 Make You an NPC? 3, 2, 1, 0. This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
What's going on? Welcome back to the number one podcast in the world.
Nice.
Hello, everybody.
So, NPC.
Everybody's down with something today.
Yeah.
And kind of sick-ish, or why would not?
Sabrina.
Sabrina, huh? Fuck that. No, Sabrina. Sabrina is the embodiment of girls have stomach problems.
Huh? Kau sakit perut?
Always, bro. Always. Girl always.
Today, okay. Oh. But 2 days ago, rabak. During the chalet, dude. I was in the toilet, I think, for an hour, yeah.
Damn.
Because
I didn't notice you gone.
Not at the chalet. At the office before that.
Oh, damn.
It's legit, yeah, 1 hour. Because the second I went out, right, my cramps were so bad. And then it also made me feel like... No, that's the thing. It made me feel like I needed to poop.
Okay.
So I went to the toilet. I sat down. I didn't have to. Maybe come out a bit. TMI habis, eh?
Okay.
And then after that, I just couldn't leave.
Okay.
I tried, so I left the toilet like 4 times.
Masuk
just
balik.
To go back in, yeah.
So you on your period lah?
First day that day.
Oh.
Yeah, cramps are bad, eh? I had cramps. Not recently.
Men can have periods too.
No, men can have cramps. Stomach abdominal cramps.
Okay.
It sucks, but it's so painful. I felt like a loser. Aku feel like kental rapat. I was in my bed, curled up.
I buy.
Bye lah, fuck. But if... bye di.
Process masih cancel. dah.
Sabrina.
No, but then I just said...
Waste money.
Why they put Liana Shias?
It's your sister.
Sister's account.
One pair of jeans for $50.
Sure, I'm. It's Topshop.
Sure.
No more in
Singapore. No, but, okay, but to be fair, I've never bought a pair of jeans that is cheaper than $50, bro.
True.
Right?
Unless it's like all those like leggings, jeggings kind of stuff.
You know this one is white jeans or not? You guys know my grey jeans yang flare at the bottom a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Ah, is that one? I have it in white that time I bought from Carousel. Second hand, I buy $40, you know, $42.
Mm.
And then this one is first hand for $53.
Brand new lah, not first hand lah.
Okay.
Your story. Yes, it's fine. Yeah.
Confirm
ah? It's your money, man.
I scared, yeah. I feel like it's a lot of money, yeah.
Dah bayar pun.
Whatever lah, bro. Next month, just don't spend lah.
Next month, just do along Carousel lah. For $42.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, guys. Keep
going. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was just in pain. I put hot pack. And then for a pack.
Ew, you wise. Kental apa?
I like how she called you wise.
No, I said, ew, you wise.
I put like...
So hot, like two like people hot, who call you wise.
Hot water. I put my water bottle. I put my stomach. Fucking pain. I put tiger balm.
What's that ointment that you put on your stomach?
The orange colour.
The orange one. The triangle one. No.
It's just a Chinese ointment that smells like orange.
Yeah.
Tangerine one or whatever not lah.
Scots eh.
Scots lah bro.
Itu vitamin babi. But just very painful lah my stomach. Why it hurts lah. But like, yeah, just karma for talking shit about girls. Oh yeah, and then you know, it's so painful. Though. Can you imagine girls go through this every month? That's too bad for you, man.
No lah, but
so painful.
I don't think every period it's.
Would you
bad.
Prefer getting like, if you can choose either or lah? Would you prefer PMS or cramps?
PMS anytime, sir. Cramps, rabak. Cramps, you would
selfish. Selfish person.
I layan orang lain have to layan me kan. No, but cramps rabak pin eh. Cramps more selfish ah.
But you don't get PMS quite often. You don't really get PMS.
It's not towards us lah, because
yeah, we don't really notice ah. I don't really notice ah. But we should have noticed at least for the past 5 years at least once ah.
Okay, you are here my cycle. Okay, so it's a
PMS is pre kan?
Post dengan pre kan?
Okay, so my cycle is 26 days. Mm. Usually it's very short tau. One year I get about 16 periods. Mm. That's not very normal. I think most of the time people get 12, 14. 16, yeah. Every 2 months I get 3.
It's a lot, what? Not 1 month, one time, eh?
Supposedly, yeah. But my cycle very short. So I guess that makes me quite fertile also, lah.
I don't know.
So next time, because more periods just means I got more chances of getting babies, right? Because more ovulation periods.
I guess.
So yeah.
Science picks it up.
Yes. So periods for girls, because I just saw a TikTok about it. So they said we only get about 2 days of balanced hormones.
Okay.
So the first week you are okay. So it's okay. Your period is day zero to day seven. Uh-huh. 7 days, right? And after that, from day seven to day during your period, you're fine. Yeah. You're just cramping, and then after that, like. Moody because it's uncomfortable to wear a pair and then to move around, then want to go gym very late, you have to think of this, think of that. So that one is just a lot of discomfort. Day 7 to day 14, you're okay. You're quite okay.
Yep.
But then when day 14 comes, sometimes you get a bit of cramps. That's ovulation.
Well, again?
Sometimes get cramps on ovulation. I get quite bad sometimes. And then after that, during that time also, you feel very... actually, you're fine lah, that period.
Okay.
And then from
day... I know what you're about to say.
21, day 20 to day 26, the last week before period.
What was she going to say?
Never mind.
Because during your ovulation period, you are more...
fertile, horny.
Yeah.
So then after day 20 to day 26 like that, oh, I emotional. I'm so emotional. Every day I watch yourself, I want to cry. Yeah.
And then maybe possibly we've seen that lah. But you cry at everything very easily.
PMS.
Are you sure? I don't think so.
Extra emotional.
extra. Legit, the tears can come out like that. So you're angry, you are sad.
So you're at what day what now?
4.
Okay, so you're fine.
Day 4, day 5. This one is the best. I don't feel much.
Okay, nice.
There's not a lot of blood left. And then after that, you're fine. But right. Tired, lethargic.
So when is the tired. 2 days of balance hormones that you get, like according to that TikTok?
Should be about day 18 to 20.
Okay.
18, 19, 20.
Right before your next period lah.
Right before your emotions come. Your emotional period.
Why do you get emotional during period? Why is this podcast talking about periods all of a sudden? But yeah, I'm interested.
Hormones. Imbalanced.
Right.
And after because of that, your mood swings rabak.
Okay, understand.
Cannot... You're aware that you are overly emotional and you are aware that you're overly angry, but you cannot help it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's so frustrating because I like to think of myself as quite like a reasonable person.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes when I'm on my PMS, I just cannot. I just want to merajuk.
Okay.
I just want to like...
find a problem.
Isn't it so easy to use that excuse?
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah, but...
Yeah, just understand now. Why you ask that question?
Isn't it so nice if I can use the excuse? So, why are you angry?
PMS.
I just want to be angry, man. I know I'm extra angry today, but
most men are used to it. Really,
true. I check. I'm very used to it.
But you guys can feel like there are really times when your girlfriend is like crazy, or is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought.
But I don't know the cycle when is what. I just know okay lah.
It's like about
and then I just fucking pray that the fucking menses comes.
Why?
Why?
So that the...
Oh, so that it goes away.
So it goes away.
Oh, the mood swings and stuff.
Mood
swings
goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my fiance eats like before...
Her period.
Her period, she eats a lot.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Some. A lot.
During my period, I cannot eat. I bloated. I just no appetite. I eat
Before.
Yeah, a lot. Snacks.
Yeah lah.
Milo, yeah. Oreo. Yum.
And like I love it when the period comes because like it's just like okay, it's done. That's it.
It's completion of a month.
Then she will say like, no wonder I was so emotional.
Yeah.
In my head it's like duh.
It
happens
forget.
Every month, you should know.
You have the freaking calendar in your phone, just you know, damn, it's coming.
I used to keep track though.
Yeah, because the moods really can tell a lot.
Like you did, every iPhone has the app,
yeah.
What cycle la.
Flow.
Yeah,
oh,
flow.
Health.
It's a health cycle la. So you can actually track.
Oh, really?
What this?
Yeah.
It's a in iPhone built
in the health
app.
Yeah. But then it also is the perfect time to buy your girlfriend or wife like chocolate or something, like something cute, because our emotional will make you love you so much. Like, oh my god, thank you so much. You thought of this.
Yeah.
So 7 days before your girlfriend's period, that's the best time to buy her something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, Ken. So now back to the topic at hand. 9 to 5 makes you an NPC.
Yeah.
So this started because I saw a video on Instagram by this user Hubs Life.
Yeah.
It's an American user, American Instagram influencer lah, boleh kata.
Do you wanna explain what is an NPC first?
Oh, NPC is a non-playable character. I think everybody knows what NPC is.
I recently just knew.
Eh.
Yeah.
Can on TikTok have the stupid people?
Yeah. Yang ever since you guys talk about it, it's not stops. Yeah. Oh, my TikTok now.
Ada masih ada ke?
It's constantly on my TikTok
masa
now.
Ada?
Yeah.
Damn.
An NPC is seemingly a human that is unable to think objectively. We exist in a simulated reality, and some humans take on the role of NPCs, spouting opinions they are programmed to spout and repeating in a cult-like manner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So I saw this video and I relate a lot to it because I personally work a 9-to-5, and what he said in the video is that use your 9-to-5 to build your dream or pursue your dreams. And this is very relatable to me because I have a 9-to-5 that built my dreams, which is randomly relatable.
Aww.
So macam, what triggered me to talk about this was because I saw the comments on the video. People were saying that this is NPC propaganda, and people are saying that why should you be proud of a failed life? Because I'm very into the red pill community, about like
red pill is.
I don't know what's red pill and blue pill,
It depends on what you think. Like red pill is the very
red pill is extremist or blue pill is extremist.
Red pill is the Matrix. Andrew Tate. Matrix, you know, like we live in a simulation. You should. There are so many ways to make money. Why are people, trying to
Gary V shit
Gary V shit. I guess
it's that kind of lifestyle.
That kind of lifestyle The one that you can do so many things to make money. You can do that.
Hustle.
You know, this is you shouldn't be working for someone. You should that kind of shit.
So Shyam Raman is red pill.
In a way,
in the money context, yes lah.
Now what's blue pill?
Blue pill. If in the money context, blue pill is kerja 9-to-5.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Slave drive, quote unquote slave driving. You know, working in a company for years and years and years, and then earning a
climbing the corporate ladder,
or earning a minimum wage kind of shit.
Like other than the career punya.
Woman
Yes, the way you treat women.
Way you treat women. It can be anything. So anything that you can go red pill or blue pill.
Oh, okay.
So maybe how about like food?
In certain
communities, red pill or food can be considered as vegetarians.
Okay.
Just Wikipedia quick shit. So the red pill and blue pill represent a choice between the willingness to learn a potentially unsettling or life-changing truth by taking the red pill, or remaining in the contented experience of ordinary reality with the blue pill. This is like from the Matrix.
Okay.
So then it. It's very broad, kan? So like the red pill meaning that you have to learn how to learn that money is fake, and then like people are printing money. Why are you struggling to get money? And that kind of stuff, lah.
Okay.
And like it's unsettling facts about money. Then you start to think about other ways to make money, kind of shit.
Okay, but then there's actually a very simple way of just working.
Which is the blue pill, being contented and stuff like that.
Understand? Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people are sekarang pushing the red pill punya.
Mindset
of hustle of.
But in the money context, because actually red pill blue pill in like food aspect or like red pill is kind of extremist lah in a way.
Quote unquote extremist
lah. For example, if the recycling or those
Sneeko is very red pill now.
Yeah. The environmentalist pun.
Environmentalist so very extreme ah.
Yeah, you can go that way semua.
Like
plastics.
Save the frogs.
Turtle.
I've never heard.
Save the frog. Frogs, the poisonous frogs are beautiful. Yeah.
The color.
Yellow.
Is you talking about the zoo experience again?
Yeah.
I don't like your zoo experience. I boycott the zoo for once, forever.
Heard they support Israel lah.
But it's colourful, colourful gila kan?
The blue, yellow and red.
Yeah, blue. Oh. Blue for Israel.
Look like the, this one lah. Look like the...
Blue and black. Blue and white.
Look like the heat punya camera.
Oh yeah.
The heat camera thing.
Disgusting. But it's literally blue and like red and yellow. So beautiful.
No man.
Tu kau pegang, aku rasa aku tak tahu kalau kau pegang.
You can die sah bro.
The poison is when you eat them, right?
No lah, it's the moment you touch, I think.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
It's very poisonous.
That's why like macam people in the Amazon forest, how they do the blow dart thing, right? They take the and they scrape the poison off the frog and then they blow it at people, then it will go into the bloodstream.
Shit, did you learn that in the zoo?
Nope. I
saw that in a movie. I don't know. I
know he's confident.
When I go to this type of thing, I just have to see. Like I go to museum, I just have to see. I don't have to read all the small stuff. Number one, all this the text beside is generally very small and my eyes rabak. So I just don't read it.
And quick question: how much was the PMD that you took to go around?
Cheap, bro. Yeah. So okay, it's not like $2 cheap.
Yeah.
But it's like 12. First 3 hours, $20.
Oh, that's fine. You only need 3 hours to go around the Zoom.
It's what Segway?
No.
It's a PMD.
PMD.
Untuk handicapped people.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is that I think after Okay Let's Go posted it on his Instagram, a lot of people, they are famous as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help.
Heavily influenced.
And it doesn't help that the PMD is... Alamak.
Why, man?
Stress, Asya. I'm getting married soon. Then looking for a house. All that. Stressful lah.
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why you both so stressed?
Cannot get house lah, sir.
Cannot get house up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin, or Property Win lah, on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know.
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy, yeah?
Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 88-77-50-50.
Yes, yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay.
88-77-50-50.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast.
So, actually, they disallowed it already.
Oh.
Yeah, they disallowed it already. So, that on the website, they never show anymore.
Mm.
On the the zoo, so they never show anymore, no?
Mm.
So, when I asked at the entrance, I asked, do you have the PMD?
Mm.
So, I was very excited to get the PMD, bro.
Mm.
Me and Faisal were very excited to get the PMD. We didn't want to walk. Then the PM, we asked the person, they said, don't have. Like, what the fuck?
Mm.
The reason why I came here is to play with the thing. Then, after that, we went in. They explained that, because the kids misuse, they get into accidents, hit people, anyhow, and stuff like that. Then I went to the strollernya tempat lah. Then I asked the counter staff, so do you have this PMD? Then she said, yeah, have. So she's new.
Oh, shit.
Then she said, have. Explain. I said, two. I pay already. Then after that, when she was taking it out, the senior marah her, siapa behind.
Oh, fuck.
Wise.
I don't give a fuck. But like,
you got it?
I got it. Yeah. Yeah, going back to
your red pill, blue pill, NPC conversation, stuff.
Yes, yeah. So when I saw the comments, it triggered me to have this conversation because I really feel that in Singapore maybe belum hit lagi this whole red pill, blue pill community thing. Maybe I haven't seen belum macam extreme lagi because I still see people who are starting, who are still working 9 to 5, are happy with that kind of life, and I don't see other people making fun of people who work 9 to 5.
Yeah. Not yet.
Because it's a normal thing.
The crazy thing is that majority of the world are employees.
Yeah. Mm. I would say
90% lah. Huge majority of the world are employees lah. So I don't understand why, and then it's very difficult, no, to make money yourself sustainably.
As a self-employed person.
Not self-employed, pure like full on entrepreneur. Because actually some may argue that my job and Sabrina's job, it's not entrepreneurs, it's not self-employed, it's actually, it's still a job.
Mm.
which I don't give a fuck lah.
Yeah, I'm like, still like a full-time employee staff. Yeah.
Mm. So some people can argue that this is still not your full own. This is not yours. Mm. Yeah. This is not yours. Blah 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 blah. Blah. So, okay.
Too many technicality, yeah, kan?
I guess so.
Mm. I mean, generally, so I'm not at all a business owner. What as a FA. Mm. You know, it just makes us feel like nicer because it's like we are promoting ourselves, but we are not business owners at all. I'm under a company that immediately makes me not a business owner.
That's true.
Us, the three of us, with Randomly Relatable, yes, we are business owners here. But other than that, or like Chiquis is a business owner. I'm a Floyd.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, so the reason why it was another thing that is refreshing to me when I watch his content is because everybody is pushing out this very, very luxurious lifestyle on social media. His content was very refreshing because it's like, what he does is he films his just normal life. Yeah, he just films his normal life. He wakes up at 7 a.m. He goes showers, then he goes to work. He reach by 8, and then lepas tu dia kerja sampai pukul 5 dia pergi gym, balik tidur. It's just like a quote unquote boring life. But people resonate a lot to it because that's everybody's life. Yeah, I just find it super, super refreshing in comparison to the unrealistic shit that I see on Instagram a lot. The fancy cars, the nice yachts, the gila babi holidays, the nice watches,
the
luxury bags, the bitches, you know, all the girls, all the clubs, you know, this is the lifestyle that I live every day, you know.
Actually, that serves a purpose on its own. Those are the popular ones, right? I mean, okay, it's like, for example, if that is the normal, then that would be boring. The only reason why it's not boring is because not a lot of people are doing that life yet. So if that's the case, then betul lah, memang everyone still is doing a corporate job. So I find it very frustrating, honestly. Like, at first I thought it was cool.
Which one?
When that everyone was promoting the hustle, can make your own money thing. I think that one got popular in COVID.
When we started RISG, yeah.
So early on. Not like COVID.
It has always been around.
It's always been around. But it got very popular when we started RISG, so I feel. Or maybe it's just because people in our age group.
No, but
it's always been around. All these success resources, all this, if, what is it called? All this, macam, self-improvement, self-awareness, self-help books, self-help has been a category
forever.
Maybe because like we were in it, that's why like suddenly we are seeing people all of a sudden starting businesses out of nowhere.
I don't know. I feel like
you felt like it got popular in COVID.
I feel like during COVID it was a bit more apparent in Singapore maybe.
For sure, because people were losing all their jobs.
People were losing their jobs. Because like now, like we mentioned many times also, I'm meeting a lot of new people. A majority of them, because I'll ask them like, okay, what are their plans for the future? I would say a good 70% has mentioned, I intend to start something on my own. Really? And ranges from 18-year-olds to like 34-year-olds who still have this macam, I want to do this, I want to do that.
Oh, there's something on my own.
And then the thing is, right now, I don't go macam, biar betul lah this person. It's like, what you want to do? You know, because it's very possible in this day and age.
But is it because you yourself are a business owner, or is it?
I think it's because the the surrounding, you know, the people around is more accepting of it. And then our age group is more accepting of it. And it's not that they want to drop everything and do that. It's just, I just want to try to sell tea. I just want to try to sell
t-shirt.
I just want to try to do something about fashion. Try. It's not like they're going to drop everything and go. It's just a make $100, $200 here and there.
It's quite nice, like, actually, because people are actually trying to work on their passion a bit.
There's another thing that is refreshing about that video also, that I watched, is because he said that use your 9-to-5 to pursue and build your dreams.
But isn't that worse? Okay, what is your dream? Dream life or like a dream project or dream what?
Or your passion.
It's so funny because that is very blue pill, right? The red pill is use your 9-to-5 to fund your 5-to-9. Can?
Something like that.
Accurate that what I said?
Think so.
I've heard that before,
But then, Okay. Keep going. So you like that he said, use your 9-to-5 to fund your
pursue your dreams or your passions which is, I feel, is the most realistic way of doing it in Singapore, especially Because like if you want to drop everything, susah gila sia. Especially in Singapore, it's so expensive.
I love that though. Mm. I genuinely love that. But the thing is, I feel Singaporeans are not incorporating that into their lives.
Really?
They are complaining about their 9 to 5 more than the time that they have after. I remember when I balik from Australia, then I was so macam, eh wow, these people really work to live, not live to work.
Yeah.
I think Singaporeans still have that live to work mindset. Mm. It's like at 5 o'clock when they are, okay, ours is 9 to 6 At 6 o'clock when we are done with work, we go home and then we complain that we are tired, and then we complain that we are too tired to make dinner, so we order, and after that complain that not enough money because we order too much, and after that complain that we have to work 5 days, and Saturday Sunday also very difficult.
Yeah.
Everywhere jam, everywhere packed. We are not building the dream, right? But we are already, we are doing the right thing already. It's just the mindset is off, right?
Yeah.
Kat sana is, okay, I work 9 to 6. Now I'm done at 6 o'clock. Okay, now I'm going to go and do the things I want. I'm going to go home and relax. Instead of, kat rumah is, eh, penat ke? This one is, okay, yes, I get my relax time. Okay, I got time to do my own thing. And then cooking for them is a recreational thing. You know, in Singapore, I think kita don't really have that mindset anymore.
Yeah.
We just, I mean, complain king and queens. It's been around since is sometimes.
The lack of gratitude pada aku, I feel lah.
For what the video said of using your 9 to 5 to build your dream, right? If to me, right, same time. if it was saying that use your 9 to 5 to fund your business, I think that was annoying a little to me.
Why?
If you want to just 9 to 5 to build your dream, right? Then your source of income is just 9 to 5 lah. Because if you 9 to 5 to fund your business, I feel that it's still a rat race chase. A chase of money. Chase of money or whatever. Sembarang or whatever lah. You call it lah. So, I would rather use your 9 to 5 and then after that, just your life lah. Because your life is more than your work lah. You have your own life. Maybe you do your hobbies. You save up for your travels or you hobbies and then just spend time with family and all. So that one I would rather do that because
then use your 9 to 5 to pursue whatever you want to pursue
Because I think the message they like to push right now is use your 9 to 5 to fund your
dreams or your business 5 to 9
5 to 9
Penat lah.
That one is your Barbie punya hustle.
That's the hustle mindset.
That is another
toxic
hustle mindset.
That one is the you work for the first 10 years of your life, so the rest of your years you don't have to work ever. The suffer now, enjoy later mindset.
I used to believe in that like kuat gila.
I still do though actually.
I guess, but like the 10 years is going to be gila Barbie,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it comes with a lot of sacrifice, what Gary B like always used to push is like, oh, you know, I used to work in a liquor store when I was 25, 26, all my friends were driving BMWs and then now I'm richer than them, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. it's just that mindset. And I feel like it's okay to do that when you have not properly experienced life and gone through like certain things that make you realize that money is not important, not that important.
I think I would like to disagree on that. Because if you look at, I think when we first started, something that we like to say was on the grand scheme of things. If you look at life as a whole, if you look at life until we live to 80 and whatever not. So some hopes is that don't get sick lah. Don't get critical illness and all those stuff lah. So actually, it's just sacrifices. It doesn't need to be super crazy sacrifices. It can just be sacrifices of living below your means.
Yes.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 6 years. Living with your parents or not having your dream reno for a bit more. For maybe save up for maybe 10 years a bit more. That's 10 years. Because right now, plus 10 years, 36. 36 is nothing, sir, bro.
36 still young, sir.
Young, bro. You'll be what, 34?
Yeah.
Nothing, sir, bro. Yeah, like just sacrificing the 10 years now. Not saying that kau kena
10 years 24-7,
tak tidur 24-7.
But that, I feel, is the mindset that rape community is pushing, bro.
But it's not possible.
Tak tidur.
All those people never do it before, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm trying to get across, bro.
It's annoying because that's what they want to portray on social media.
Yeah, they're not doing it.
No lah, they confirm don't do that lah.
Macam malam tak tidur, and then after that macam all gym, then after that
they want to portray that, then after that they want to portray our work life balance, then
no, that's the thing.
Your body.
Yeah, there's no balance there. It's either you work like crazy until you basically burn out and die, and or you work 9 to 5. That's the other side.
Yeah, but there's no in between.
There is an in between.
There is. It's just boring to talk about the
exactly. And this stuff. That's why this Hubs Life guy is why I like him so much, because he is the in between. Like, I feel there's people that are taking it to too many extremes already.
Is he really the in between?
Yeah.
Or is he more on the left side?
He works 9 to 5 and he's a social media influencer.
Okay, yeah, true. Yeah. The social media influencer part is big.
He has 200k followers on Instagram, then on TikTok. Yeah, then he goes on show. Yeah, his side hustle lah.
Yeah.
So that's what I really like. And the thing that he pushes is that even if I do well in social media or whatever not, right? He said he loves his 9 to 5. He loves his job.
Yeah,
he wouldn't want to quit. Yeah.
Mm. Can your side hustle not be a
money?
No. Can your side hustle not be a business?
Can
it just be a second job?
I don't understand.
So it's like I'm a marketing person and a delivery rider.
If right now, my 9 to 8 to 5 is my main job is a kasih lah engineer lah. After that, what the fuck?
No, I'm working for you. You don't want to be an engineer, right? Oh.
Like my full time job is engineer.
Mm.
Then after that, I'm building RSG. Mm. Building a business.
Mm.
In hopes. No lah, I'm building a business for whatever not lah.
Mm.
But bottom line is still money mah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Growth and money and whatever not mah.
Mm.
What if my full time job is an engineer?
Mm.
Then after the engineer, I just want to work in a climbing gym.
Because you enjoy the atmosphere and
like
stuff.
The atmosphere.
And you want to climb for free,
I want to climb and I want to work. I like to coach here and there. Kerja lah. I get paid per hour kind of stuff lah. It's not I get.
You don't start something
I'm
of your own
lah. I'm not even a freelance tau. Aku legit second job. Part time job.
I think that's okay. I mean, if you like climbing.
So it's really not for the money at all lah.
No, it's for the money as well lah.
But at the same time, you just happen to like climbing lah.
Or just panda lah. Aku just kerja panda. Aku just hustle lah. This is my second job.
No, it's very common lah.
Yeah.
I just work panda. This is my hustle lah. Yeah. Rather than selling Nutella tarts. I just work as a delivery person lah. Every day, maybe extra.
But what was the point? Because like,
my point was right now, I think that is less acceptable.
That what having a second job.
So having a second job is still frowned upon ish or still macam malu ish.
Yeah.
Tapi nak try buat business kecil is like,
I understand.
Applaud.
So it's like if someone asks you what do you do, and then I'm like, I'm an engineer. Oh, you do anything on the side? Oh, I'm a delivery rider. Everyone will be like,
start struggling.
But then if I say, on the side, I
got a podcast. But that podcast about duit pun saya for the last 7
years.
Kerja panda. Aku
every day buat duit je.
A lot.
Every month kasih lah additional 200. Yeah, additional 500, whatever lah, just work lah.
Or like Grab, you hitch to and for work.
Yeah.
Also, it's really just the business owner thing that is popular.
Business owner is popular.
But I guess it's just when you pursue your passion, ma. Like if unless your passion is
true
riding,
true.
Yeah, then okay lah. I guess you know.
Or maybe if your passion is, let's say, engines, then you in the morning you are a
mechanic.
In the morning you're an accountant. At night, you part-time at your mechanic behind your house.
Then okay. Then you're pursuing your passion. Then
Channing Tatum shit.
I guess it's okay.
I see.
But
Passion.
It's a passion.
Passion.
It's not working about.
It's not the money. It's
not additional money. It's passion. It's the
passion part.
Because most people's passion usually don't align with what they work as.
Okay.
Most people are. You are lucky if you get to love what you do in your day job.
I agree.
You're very lucky.
Okay, then what if... ni last
Nothing.
Okay. What if... it is I'm working as an accountant, and then my part time is I'm a trader.
Okay.
You sure I enjoy trading, or am I just doing it for the money?
Probably just doing it for the money.
And that one not cool already.
That one, kira kan macam second job lah. I feel, or maybe just trying out some things.
That one is like second job already.
Yeah, I feel like this is the second job already. Yeah. Okay. You're taking what you learn in your day job as an accountant. I don't think you can learn much as an accountant to apply to trading, right?
Like anybody just they just keeps on the side lah. Or they just make it.
I think that's my father.
Yeah, making money at the side.
I think that's just money, money on the side. I think the what is respected is the,
Kaki.
Oh, he went to.
Oh, your car, your car.
Oh, inside my pouch.
Sorry.
Well, we can report this topic first, So I think.
So it's the chasing the passion.
It's a good segue towards the next part. So in this podcast we actually talked about why is NPC, is it okay, and then what red pill, blue pill, and all those stuff. I think next is actually how can we use our 9 to 5 a BID life, what is it actually about, like what is accepted, what is not social norms right now. I think that's fine.
For second topic.
And then what's the reason of you actually doing this side hustle thing? Is it side hustle for passion? Is it side hustle for money? Can you not have a side hustle?
Yeah.
And then why is it why are people with side hustle look more cool?
Pretty much, that's it.
Basically that's the topic. Why do people with side hustle look more cool? So please join us on the second part, which is coming right up. See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because like all of us are moving to stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
You want to buy your new house.
Buy your first house.
Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win lah.
Yes, and so how do you always used to say it, always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case,
7750
88775050.
Yes, so like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy. Just ask him, for example, like simple questions or so. How to apply for BTO.
Simple questions, how to apply for BTO, how much is the down payment, what is the grants,
what do you mean by minimal cash,
what to look for when you're looking for a house,
I bet all of these questions, I think.
Do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk.
If my nenek...
It will take some time.
So real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well.
Yes.
So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye. Bye.